This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You've requested a number of documents from federal agencies, intelligence and law enforcement agencies, and apparently haven't got them. Why is it so difficult to get facts from our government?
Well, it's been a challenge, as you know, the whole time. We've had to subpoena, we've had to threaten contempt, but this is what we're having a showdown between the legislative branch and the executive branch. And just going to what you talked about to open up this segment, the facts are not bearing out to what the Democrats wanted it to be. Because we have found collusion. We found collusion between the Democrats, specifically the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee and the Russians. However, it doesn't seem to be like that. Nobody's interested in that collusion. We've also found felony leaks. Nobody seems to be interested in getting to the bottom of the felony leaks. So it's part of what the House Intelligence Committee, led by the Republicans, are trying to get to the bottom of,
right.
We're up against a lot of odds. We're not getting help from the Democrats in the House, and we're also not getting any help from the mainstream media. So we have a big job to do, which is...
So here's an example of the lying going on. So John Brennan, former CIA director, comes before Congress and testifies under oath that he had no idea who wrote the Trump dossier and that that dossier formed the basis of no conclusions by the intel community. Seems very much like a lie, because the FBI knew exactly who wrote that dossier. I mean, he lied to Congress under oath. Is he going to face perjury charges for that? And if not, why not?
Well, one of the things that we did today is we sent out a questionnaire, and we're asking several former and current officials to answer 10 simple questions. And these are questions that the public not only should know and have a right to know, but I think they want to know. And that is, simple questions like, when did you learn about the dossier? When did you learn that it was paid for by the Democrats? When did you learn that this was a political piece? I mean, these are all questions that we should be able to get answers to, and we will. So part of what we sent out today with the questionnaire with 10 questions on it also is a cover letter that says if you don't answer this, we're giving them a couple weeks to answer it, you will be subpoenaed and you will come before Congress to tell us when you knew about this.
But Brennan did already say what he said his piece, and it looks really clear that he lied. Do you think he lied?
Well, we don't know, right? I mean, we don't know the answer to, maybe he's telling the truth. I don't know. Did he not know that the Democrats paid for the dossier? It's possible. Now, one of the things he said on another show was that he knew that press people were talking to him about the dossier in 2016. Now, we don't know who those press people were. It's possible he didn't know the Democrats paid for it at that time.
Maybe.
But clearly he knew about the dossier way back in 2016.
Yep. The FBI knew. Chairman, thank you for coming on and clearing that.
Well, this is the thing that is forever the beltway. How difficult is it just to get a straight answer? And everybody has to be careful. Of course, this is what attorneys do. They know how to split hairs and hold off and resist things. And, Devin Nunes, I mean, he can't come out and say that he lied because, again, from a prosecutorial standpoint, you got to make sure you've got everything buttoned down. So you send out this questionnaire and hope that they answer. I mean, this is not, under oath. It's just to give them a general idea. And, Scott, I mean, what is that? I mean, how much value is that going to be? Or is it just something, I guess, later on they can say, well, in this document, I kind of misforgot. And I wasn't really sure what you were asking me here.
Well, I didn't have intent to lie to you.
Yeah, right. It was just now we find ourselves in a bucket of gum. It's possible, as he says, highly unlikely that John Brennan would not know about it. I mean, how would you not know about something like the dossier, and especially by his own admission, that he was asked about it back in 2016? You mean tell me he's going to be asked about something and he's not going to look into it? That's not going to, what kind of intelligence agent is John Brennan at this point? looks and sounds very fishy. 5 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're going to talk prophecy and what's happening in our world with Bill Salas.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We always love hearing from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Coming up next week, Wow. It's so crazy. We're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, with all the cats hanging out there, NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention, 4 incredible days, Tuesday through Friday. We're going to be broadcasting live, of course, Central Time, so that's 8 to 11, still 9 to noon, you know, in Eastern Time, and 9 to noon, 6 to 9 Pacific Time. So same lifetime, but we're just going to be there in Nashville live with just a host of fascinating people that you want to make sure you're all part of it. With us right now is a prophecy expert, and my good friend Bill Salas joins us to take a look at, you know, what's happening in our world. Bill is a prolific author, certainly known for Psalm 83, his revelation. I believe it was God given to him. And since then, many people have, you know, have just been enlightened by what Bill had to share with us about Psalm 83. And we continue to look at that as a bit of a standard in terms of what is going on and taking place in the Middle East. Also, his latest book, Now Prophecies. And we're going to get into both of those in the natural course of our conversation. Bill Salas, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning, my good friend Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Heart's heavy a bit here with everything that's going on. You know, and it's bittersweet for Billy Graham. I say bittersweet because, you know, we just lost our mom here a couple of weeks ago. And what I've been experiencing are those times of grief, when you feel the pains of grief, right behind it, I feel like maybe some selfishness because my mom is, you know, she's with our dad, you know, and she's in eternity, not having to deal with the pain of this world. And so, yes, we miss her in those moments that I miss her. Sometimes I think, well, am I being too selfish? In the same way, I think with Billy Graham, you know, as I shared with our family audience, Bill, I was just so blessed to work on the team, you know, as they say when in the Evangelistic Association, you're on the team when you're in the Crusades. And I had the privilege of working with the team in 1985 in Anaheim, California for those 10 glorious nights that many people will not forget. And anywhere that Billy Graham went to do these crusades and touched lives, they will forever remember, and it will be emblazoned in their hearts and souls to the very day they die.
You know, absolutely. You know, he lived a ripe age to be 99 years old. I mean, I hope we can live that long as well. And it was entirely productive. He was one of the greatest evangelists the world's ever known. Mm-hmm. Of course, his son is following up in his footsteps, you know, Franklin, and then Greg Laurie has got these Harvest Crusades and other great evangelists now. So,
right.
But the Lord felt it was time to bring his son home. And
exactly.
You know, great loss for us, but a great blessing for heaven.
Well, speaking of Greg Laurie, truth be known, Greg wrote a lot of the sermons in the latter years for Billy Graham. And I think that this was a great training session in a sense, you know, in being so close to Billy Graham and writing for him. And so, we've all been blessed. And I feel probably, Greg Laurie feels a bit of the mantle being passed on to him, maybe.
Well, he does appear to be the successor and with a proven track record, phenomenal evangelist as well. Mm. Franklin has gotten himself a good voice now, a religious and political venue too. He's sticking up for the good Christian values, and we need a voice like that. So,
exactly.
You know, we they'll fill the gap as best we can see.
Bill, regarding now prophecies, before we talk about the Middle East and what's going on with the Israeli-Syrian conflict, I want to beat in on America right now. The country is in chaos, and again, it's just, you know, so magnified as a result of the Valentine's Day shooting in South Florida. You know, we've got this. Immigration, it's almost at every turn. The very fiber and soul of this country is being attacked.
Well, it is. You know, you and I have had this discussion in the past that the days of Father Knows Best and Ozzie and Harriet, you know, they're gone. You know, we have a new era that we're dealing with. And we have, as a nation over the last 60 years, through Supreme Court decisions, said goodbye to God. We can go it alone. We've taken prayer and Bible reading out of schools, and we've, you know, abortions in 73. And, you know, we can't define the defense of the one man should be married to one woman, the Defense of Marriage Act that came out of the Supreme Court, I think, in 2013 or thereabouts. And then same-sex marriages have been approved. Now, you know, we've got a new president in town, a new sheriff in town who's trying to make America great again. And he is very pro-Israel, which is very good for God's foreign policy towards the nation. If you bless Israel, you can be blessed, it says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. But, you know, I mean, he's going to have to go through and, you know, bring God back into the country somehow if we're going to be great again. And, but he's, you know, he's wrestling with a lot of alligators right now, just trying to fulfill his campaign promises. So, but we're all praying for that. Mm-hmm. And, but America is, you know, what you're seeing, in my estimation, is the results, the symptoms that happen when you say goodbye to God. These things are not unique to our country. Now, the crazy serial shootings and things like that is a very dangerous and, you know, to, in my estimation, a relatively new phenomenon on the world scene. And you and I have talked about it. Anywhere you go now, you've got to pretty much have an exit strategy. I don't care whether it's a country concert in Las Vegas or a school or a theater or whatever the case may be. And
or on a train to Paris. You know, that new movie right now, exactly to your point, your head that needs to be on a swivel. It is a very unsafe world, and particularly in these areas that some would argue these gun safe zones, where all the guns supposedly have been taken away. I mean, people are still finding a way, you know, going back, if you want to say, to the days of the caveman, if it was a rock or a stick or something, you know, people could find a way to kill somebody. Of course, we know the famous first murder that took place in the Bible with, you know, with Abel and Cain.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing that's scary and unique on some level in America is that, you know, some of the stuff you talk about is terrorist motivated, Islamic motivated, but these things we're seeing, like in Las Vegas, the country shooting at this recent one at the school, now, these are not necessarily your Islamic terrorist driven scenarios. This is just, I mean, they still haven't found the motivation for the Vegas shooting. I mean, you know, this is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. Well, it probably should go to the consideration that maybe we're looking for the answers in all the wrong places, Bill Salas. It would seem to me, because, you know, we're just going in circles on this issue, avoiding the obvious, people of faith. I mean, look at recent, you know, the Hungarian prime minister, what he announced to his country and to the world at large, is saying, look, we need people of faith here, you know, to come and help solve the problem here, right?
That is the answer, Bill. Faith in God.
Well, we're going to talk more with Bill Salas on the other side of the break. A little sidetrack here, so thank you for your understanding. But we're going to talk specifically about the Israeli-Syrian coming conflict and what that represents in end-time prophecy right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bill Martinez.
really is about liberty, and one that you can only imagine. Speaking of which, that movie's coming out, by the way, March 16th. Good day to remember. Yes, it is my birthday. I knew Scott knew that. And But we're looking forward to that. Great story about Mercy Me's lead singer. I can only imagine about his relationship with his dad. Bill Salas is with us right now. We're talking in the coming Israeli-Syrian conflict. Does this set the stage for the fulfillment of the Isaiah-Jeremiah prophecies concerning the doom of Damascus? He's a prophecy expert, speaker, and author of Psalm 83, his latest book, The Now Prophecies. Bill, so much happening in the Middle East right now, and you are looking at it from an eternal context, from, you know, coupled with, you know, God's revelatory word out of his Bible. The women of The View don't quite understand that God speaks through his word, but that's okay. Just because they don't, it doesn't mean that it's not so.
Well, you know, the world is, there's no shortage of getting the secular worldview, especially on all these major mainstream media news channels. But what we like to present at Prophecy Depot, our ministry, is the biblical narrative along with the prophetic perspective. Let's give everybody the full spectrum of how they can be viewing current events. And, you know, Bill, especially in the Syrian war front there, that Syrian revolution is winding down, that 7-year civil war. And there is a great concern of recent events, there's a whole slew of them, unprecedented first-time events that have happened over there that have many of us prophecy experts, teachers, at the edge of our seats looking at these prophecies like you mentioned, and dealing with Syria, Iran, and Lebanon. Some of us believe these prophecies are about to roll off their ancient parchment and pound down on the Mideast pavement. In fact, they'll pack a global punch, Bill, but... You know, rumors of war in the Middle East is nothing new. I mean, even back in 2001, Ariel Sharon, former Prime Minister of Israel, was warning George Bush that don't hit Iraq, hit Iran, because that's their existential threat, the elephant in the room in the Middle East. But like a recent headline from Benjamin Netanyahu, which followed a series of dangerous events in Syria, reads, and the Guardian read, Israel ready to act against dangerous Iran. And Netanyahu was warning that they're not going to allow, even if they have to act independently as a nation, Israel, to protect themselves, they're not going to allow Tehran to put a noose of terror, is the quote he said, around Israel's neck. And that's what's happening right now, because Iran has moved. They're trying to build a corridor now, and they can, because of the Syrian, pretty much Bashar al-Assad, from Tehran all the way through the Mediterranean Sea. And their latest battlefront now has become Syria. So they've got Lebanon to the north with Hezbollah, Syria now. The Houthis way down to the south in Yemen. They've even got control of big swaths of sections of Iraq. So this is a very dangerous, livid situation, and Iran is on the move. They're trying to spread their hegemony throughout the Middle East. It's got Saudi Arabia concerned. It's got America concerned. And Israel, of course, is at the top of the list of the concerned nations.
Exactly. And people do not quite understand the significance of Syria. I know that they go, you know, they've been bombing the holy what have you out of Syria. We know from the Word of God that there will be a point when Damascus is no more. And you say, okay, what? Why is Iran so interested in Syria? But as you just explained, it opens up a pathway, and this is a critical, military pathway, right?
Well, it really is, and Iran is a, they want to establish the next Islamic caliphate, but they want it to be what they call a Shiite caliphate, which is different than the Sunni aspect. So they see Syria as just another extension of their ability to reach their grasp throughout the Middle East and then throughout the world. And they do have their own end times, we call it eschatology, the study of the end times events. And they do believe they're called at this point in time to hasten the coming through apocalyptic conditions, if need be, of their Messiah. They call him the Mahdi. So you're not dealing with a rational actor. And so they're deeply involved in the trench. They feel they're very successful. They've negotiated a nuclear deal that they got the better end of the stick with the international community. They're feeling like they're in the driver's seat at this point. And they even, on February 10th, just recently sent a drone. The first time, it marked the first time a direct confrontation between Iran and Israel. They sent a drone into northern Israel that was taken down by an Israeli helicopter. And Israel retaliated on the same day. This is all just about in the last 2 weeks. sending 8 fighter jets into Syria to a mobile command center where the drone had been operated and sent out of, which is relatively deep into Syria. We're not talking about on the border. It went deep into the heart of Syria. This is all still on February 10th. And one of the 8 fighter jets, the F-16s, was not taken down by Syria's missile defense system, air missile defense system. This is the first time, Bill. This is another first time.
Right.
Where we saw an Israeli jet downed in Syria. And as a matter of fact, it's been decades since an Israeli jet was downed by enemy fire. Now, Israel has struck Syria many times during that revolution, trying to prevent Iran from moving its weapons into Hezbollah's hands to the north of them. And it's also the first time that Israel actually struck in Syria where unknown Iranian forces existed. And when this happened, Hezbollah, who's a proxy of Iran, they came out and said, this is the beginning of a new era. In other words, he was boasting that Syria now can take out Israeli jets. And if you recall, if your listeners recall, in 2006, Hezbollah declared victory over Israel in a 34-day war they had. It was a stalemate, but Hezbollah declared victory. They fired 4,000 missiles into Israel. I mean, you know, that was about 11, almost 12 years now.
Yeah, their claim of victory was just that they survived, you know, probably. But anyway, go ahead.
Right, and so the latest headlines coming out of Iran, they're getting very boastful now. Iran, this is just on February 20th, just a few days ago, says that the Times of Israel reports Iran threatens to level Tel Aviv, kill Netanyahu if Israel attacks, or anybody really attacks Iran, because they're very concerned about that as well, not just Israel, but Saudi Arabia and America. And they said just a few months ago in November, Iran, if Israel strikes and gets in a war with Hezbollah, says Israel will be eradicated in the next war with Hezbollah. So, you know, yes, are these rumors of war? Saber rattling has been the soundtrack of the Middle East. I don't think so, Bill. And that's why a lot of us are at our edge of our seats looking at these prophecies. Like you said, Isaiah 17 talks about, the verse 1 says, Damascus will cease from being a city. It will be a ruinous heap. That's the oldest continuously inhabited city. And probably in the world, goes back to the time of Abraham, the capital of Syria. Right. And it's not destroyed by the Syrian revolution. It talks in verse 9 that the desolation is throughout Syria. It's strong cities, it says, because of the children of Israel. It says there will be desolation in Isaiah 17, verse 9. And then the real-time application concludes Isaiah 17, verse 14. And it says that one evening you're actually going to see the city, but before the morning comes, the city is going to be destroyed in retaliation for plundering Israel. That would be paraphrased.
Right.
So Israel possesses those nuclear weapons. And you got connecting prophecies in Jeremiah chapter 49. Now, all of these, since we don't have much time,
Yeah, we got about a minute and a half left here, Bill. So sorry, but you know, as always, whenever we're talking, we need to always have you back. You know, so.
Well, that's why we keep getting back in touch. But you know, the thing is, we will defer your audience to the books that I've written, and specifically the one you mentioned at the top of the program called the Now Prophecies, prophecies that could happen at the present time, the ones that I believe have no more precondition. And at the top of the list are these ones dealing with Iran, Lebanon, and Syria. So that book is called the Now Prophecies, and they can get that at my website, prophecydepot.com, Icon Depot, prophecydepot.com. We've also got them on Amazon. We've got a Kindle and DVDs and things like that as well. So, but you know, this was specific details I analyze and expose upon in the Now Prophecies book.
Yeah, this is comprehensive, ladies and gentlemen, as comprehensive as I've seen. I mean, if you really, I mean, it would be voluminous, but I mean, these are key areas that Bill is looking at, and other prophecy experts have been observing as well. Amazing and brilliant, brilliant information and research here, Bill. Thank you so much for Now Prophecies. Bill Salish, Bill, where can they be in touch again? Remind them of your website.
Yes, that's Prophecy Depot, like Home Depot, prophecydepot.com.
Stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Hey, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us in the good fight to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. So many issues, just not enough time. And it's been a while since we've talked about the VA and the need for VA reforms. And we're grateful that Dan Caldwell joins us. Dan is a Marine Corps vet, currently serves as a policy director for Concerned Vets for America. Served in Operation Iraqi Freedom with the 1st Marine Division, also worked 2 years as a congressional caseworker handling constituents' issues with the VA. Semper Fi, Dan, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, let's take a look. I mean, you know, there can be a lot of distractions on the Beltway right now. Lest we forget, every day we've got veterans still in trouble that we need to support here.
Yes, absolutely. So even though last year we made some progress in reforming and fixing the VA, the fact is that there's still hundreds of thousands of veterans across the country waiting long periods of time for access to basic medical care. And even though last year there was a great bill passed that made it easier to fire bad VA employees and the VA has become more transparent, we're still waiting on legislation that would change how the VA delivers health care to our veterans. And unfortunately, in Congress, there's been some delays, even though there's broad agreement on where we need to go. So Congress really needs to get going and start addressing these issues. They have where the president stands. They know where all the different stakeholders stand. So we need to start moving on this legislation.
Where's the clog at, Dan, here? I mean, why is this? I mean, after all, you know, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but, you know, the pomp and circumstance to do this. I mean, there have been some surface things that have done, like you said, in terms of, you know, being able to fire people, which is incredible, but that's just the nature of our bureaucracy, that it takes, you know, an act of Congress to fire somebody, and it took an act of Congress to, you know, make it possible to let people that need to be reassigned be reassigned. I mean, it's ridiculous because what's hanging in the balance here are vets who have served this country and deserve better.
Yes, they absolutely do deserve better. I mean, look, there's a lot of special interests in Washington that don't want to see the status quo at the VA changed. And I know that might be shocking to a lot of your listeners, mm-hmm. but the fact is you have one of the nation's largest unions, the American Federation of Government Employees, which represents 250,000 to 280,000 VA employees, the bulk of VA employees, they don't want to see increased access to private care. They believe the only solution to fix the VA is the one that we've tried again and again over the years, and that's just dump more money into the system. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see increased access to private care because in their minds it would lead to fewer jobs within the VA since you'd have veterans going to the private sector. And that's where they're coming from. They want to preserve their membership roles, and they want to preserve the power they currently have. And so they view this reform as a threat. And they are a huge campaign donor to a lot of members of Congress. And they do a lot of outside political activity. They go and knock on doors for people and make phone calls. They support super PACs. And so they have a big voice in this fight. And even though 90% of veterans and all Americans want to see changes to the VA where there's more health care choice, there's a lot of people in Washington who don't want to see that happen, and they have a lot of pull. And that's the unfortunate reality we're running into. Now, I think that the last few weeks you saw some agreement around where we needed to go with legislation, but then recently we had all this drama with the VA secretary and his travel to Europe and the inspector general report that showed that he took tickets he shouldn't have accepted and that his chief of staff tried to cover it up. That's also been a huge distraction. It's been unfortunate because, you know, to be honest, I think the secretary's done a great job last year, but, you know, this IG report is unfortunate and has been a big distraction in D.C. We're talking about reforming the VA.
Yeah, we know the Beltway loves distraction, don't they? You know, what a novel concept here, Dan, calling the union to task and saying, how about if you just provide better health care? Would that not better preserve your future and sustainability?
Unfortunately, they just haven't been rational actors on this whole discussion. They literally believe, and you can go on their website, they actually held a rally, that any type of expanded access to private medical care is privatization, and that's a bad thing. It's not privatization. The VA has been expanding its use of private medical care for years. The difference is veterans don't have a choice of when and where they can use it. It's referred mm-hmm. through contracts, which is oftentimes very bureaucratic and actually expands wait times. So the unions have also fought against making it easier to fire these bad employees. But even worse, and a lot of people don't know this, is that they've actually fought against making it easier to hire employees at the VA because they don't support direct hiring or removing some of the bureaucracy. So it's hard to overstate how big of a barrier they are, the VA reform within the Beltway.
Well, if the system itself is questionable and compromised, Dan, I mean, unless you turn this thing upside down, how do you bring good people in that kind of environment that's fixed? Because what happens is somebody has to change their mind and their thinking to go along to get along, or it's going to be a frustrating job experience for them, is it not?
Yeah, it will be. But, you know, at the end of the day, regardless of who is feeling what within the VA, regardless of what all these special interests back in D.C. think, what is happening while we work through all this is that there, like I said at the beginning of the show, there's still hundreds of thousands of veterans that are waiting long periods of time for medical care. And in my mind, you know, Congress just needs to ignore all this noise, get to work, pass the bill, so we can start moving past all these problems.
Dan, it seems like an academic thing, you know, to get Congress to act, but obviously it's not quite so academic because we've we've traveled this road before. I mean, the fact that you and I mean, we've been having this discussion for how many years now? This has been going on for years. So what is it going to take here?
Well, it's going to take pressure from the grassroots, and that's really why Concerned Veterans for America exists. We organize veterans and military families to advocate for some of the policy changes that we've discussed here today. Every day we have Concerned Veterans for America staff and volunteers making phone calls in these offices and applying pressure. And over time, it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that VA accountability bill that passed last year, which was a big win, that was a result of 3 or 4 years of really hard advocacy. Television ads, mail and targeting certain politicians, digital ads, and then most importantly, face-to-face interaction with everyday citizens and their representatives in Congress to urge them to do the right thing. So it's going to take that consistent, constant advocacy. And the biggest thing that needs to happen is that, you know, members of Congress need to acknowledge that this is an overwhelmingly popular idea that's supported by the vast majority of their constituents. And they can either stand with special interests in Washington or they can stand with the veterans and the American people and make these changes. It's as simple as that.
Right.
But unfortunately, you know, things in D.C. aren't that simple, and that's why groups like Concerned Veterans for America exist. Because we want to make this policy change, and we recognize that sometimes we need to hold their feet to the fire.
Exactly.
And see to get things to happen.
Well, Dan, we need reinforcements, and we need to engage we the people. So can I go to the website? Is there a directive there that, in a sense, deputizes our listeners to where they can start making phone calls with a force of language, a manifesto, so to speak, so that they're contacting their local representatives?
So we make it really easy to get involved. Go to our website, www.cv4a.org, and there's a big red link at the top that says Take Action. That takes you to our iVolunteer Action Center. It has all these tools that you can use from your computer, from your phone.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how great the sound. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer.
Bill Martinez Live.
The way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Boy, I'll tell you, what a day, and great guests here. You know, starting with John Lott. John, of course, author of the book More Guns, Less Crime. He's regarded as an international expert when it comes to crime. He is a no-nonsense. Here's the facts. Here's the empirical evidence regarding regarding guns and crime, not only in this country, around the world as well. So he brought to bear an enlightenment and understanding, better understanding what's going on. Because one of the things you hear over, you know, all the time is overseas, you know, this is what they've done, take away all guns and everything is so much safer. Well, the evidence doesn't support that. I mean, but it's just put out there because it fits the agenda of those that are driving this narrative. And it's unfair. It's unfair to, I think, the rest of us who want to reasonably find a solution to these mass murders that are taking place on our campuses. Tom Chase, who's been with us a couple of times from Armored One, who was at the ground level researching, talking to these students and their impressions. And what Tom said clearly is the media is avoiding a viewpoint, a specific viewpoint that needs to be heard in the conversation about guns and how to combat what is happening in our society today. And that's sad. I sad on so many levels, because then what happens is the mainstream media has become a propaganda machine. The very thing, as kids when we were growing up, what we were warned about was the propaganda of the Russians, if you remember. It was what was going to happen, how it was going to, you know, come and invade our society. Well, little did we know that the enemy would be us. And sadly, this is what's going on, because in the midst of what these, I believe, these young people need to be able to say, the platform that they need to have right now. I know Andrea Kay felt a little bit different about it. I think that her position is valid, just as well as mine, in terms of saying, hey, I think that we should, you know, listen to them. Should they be the ones to write policy? I don't think so, because I don't think they have enough experience here. But, you know, we're here as adults to protect them. And the adults have failed to protect them. And well, that is the indictment. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
Well, think about how much different your opinion of the world is after when you're 16.
Oh, of course.
Or even 22 or all that compared to what it is now.
Yeah.
Because if you would have talked to me when I was in school, sure, socialism, why shouldn't we all have health care? Why shouldn't we all have all these things? Of course we should. That, of course. But now I see why that's not necessarily attainable.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's available, but you got to work for it. It's not going to be a handout. But socialists say, oh, well, it's a right. And because they see it as a right, then, you know, everybody should just get it as a handout. Right?
Yeah, and, you know, you want, you know, and they also talk about things like equality and everything like that. Well, do you want equality of opportunity or equality of outcome?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of those I'm completely behind. I think everybody should have the opportunity.
Right, they have that. Well, ask LeBron James if he wants equality of outcome.
Well, exactly. No, of course he doesn't. At the end of every year, every player in the NBA shouldn't win a championship.
Right. Yeah, everybody will get a trophy, right?
Everybody just wins a championship. Well, I played for 20 years and I won 20 championships.
Here's my trophy.
Yeah. But you need the quality of opportunity is very important.
Yeah.
But not of outcome. You cannot have equality of outcome. And so I think about stuff like that. And do I want to hear... Do I want to hear from these kids? Yes, I do, because it's something that affects them, and if they talk about it, it's less likely to have a drastic effect on them moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to get things off your chest.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're bringing to light. They're saying, hey, do something about it. We can't have somebody come on a campus, and as Tom Chase, you know, described, send a round through the glass that's easy to penetrate, stick his barrel through that opening, and start laying rounds right in the classroom. You know, simple little deal, and this is what Armored One had discovered long ago after Sandy Hook. They discovered this, and I'm sure it's disheartening for guys like Tom that say, wait a minute, we've got the answer. People aren't listening. You know, they say something, do something, you know, say, you know, see something, say something. But the do something is problematic, whether it's the FBI dropping the ball or adults that should know better and resolve this issue, instead of politicking it.
And I also want to know why this is, you know, because when my dad was a kid, this didn't happen. And as far as I know, when did they enact the machine gun ban where you couldn't buy fully automatic
weapons? Back in the 50s.
So, I mean, they're probably more prevalent back then because people probably had them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why I want to know more of why shootings have started happening now. Why is it something that's prevalent now that kids want to go... shoot other kids.
Well, I believe, and again, this is my belief, Scott. There are lots of layers to this, as other experts have described, and I've said this from day one. Examine the culture. Look at its very soul. What's in the underbelly? The movies they see, the video games that they're exposed to, and we're not talking about exposure for a couple of minutes. I mean, this is hours on time. Young people, these kids, their conscience is being seared and conditioned to all this stuff. The language they speak, you know, the disengagement from values and morality. This is a comprehensive situation. It's like anything. When people start to blame somebody, because remember when this first came out, they wanted to blame Donald Trump. You know, wanted to blame the NRA. And it's that old saying,
well,
you know, about
the
one finger forward, three
right.
back. Yeah, I mean, you know, but when you start blaming people, you know, and you point that finger, you got to look at the three that come back at you. I mean, where's our individual responsibility? Society is creating this. And again, as I said earlier, I agree with Rush Limbaugh. He says that, you know, the next shooter is out there. And I believe that to be the case. This is not going to be something that any amount of gun control or legislation is going to change things tomorrow, because what has been happening to our society has been set into motion for a number of years.
Well, I also think it's I think I think we've gotten away from the things that the differences that make us all work together. And I'm talking between men and women. I think little boys at their heart are you can either raise them to be protectors or you can raise them to be destroyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you tell them that there's no difference between them and a little girl, I don't think that does anything to help get them into that protector
mm-hmm.
Side of things. Or I guess not necessarily protectors, but builders. Mm-hmm. You can either be builders or a destroyer. And I do believe that, because if you watch two little kids playing with blocks.
Mm-hmm.
They can both be playing with Legos, you know, just Duplo blocks, you know.
Right.
The red, yellow, green, and blue ones. And then a little boy will build something. And what's the first thing he does when he's done building that? He becomes the dinosaur that runs around and breaks everything, you know. Or a little boy sees his sister and she's building something, and he'll come over and destroy it. And little girls don't, you know, they do some of that, but they don't gravitate to it like a little boy does.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen. And you're telling them that, you know, now they're telling people that, well, there's no difference between a boy and a girl. Well, there is.
Yeah. Well, even the boys and girls know that there's a difference. You know, and...
But it even extends beyond that, Bill, mm-hmm. because you get into the family structure. There's more single-parent family structures. And I am slowly and surely becoming a proponent of a two-parent family structure.
Yeah.
I might not be as stringent on it as, you know, it has to be a man and a woman, but I do think it needs to be two people that are working together to raise a kid. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important. Because if you leave a little boy to just be a little boy, and mom, who's 5'5", is the person that he has to stand up to when he hits a growth spurt, how hard is that for him?
Right.
Little boys realize that they're bigger than their moms pretty quick.
It's all part of that conditioning, and much like the way they condition elephants, right?
Yeah, well, I'm watching a kind and caring, 12-year-old kid that I've known since he was 2 years old. And I'm seeing him. He's starting to hit his growth spurt.
Mm.
And I see the way that he, you know, his favorite thing is to tell his mom, I'm as tall as you now. Mm. Well, without dad there, nobody to shut that down and be like, well, just remember, you know, mom has me behind her. So
Right.
So, yes. You know. But in Neil's one of the most kindest, gentlest kids that I know.
Mm-hmm.
But he sees that, and I'm getting bigger.
That's right. Yeah, so, just make sure we use that for the right purpose is all. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us and sharing a part of your day with us. That is important. We honor that, and we will continue to pursue the truth. That is my promise to you, no matter where it leads. And to that end, we bring on the experts that have the facts. Thank you. A couple minutes before the top of the hour, that is a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an